Okay, let's look. Let's go and further look at the Epiphany, a Christian feast celebrating the manifestation of the nature of Jesus to the Gentiles. January 6th, in which this feast is traditionally observed. Revelatory manifestation of a divine being. Sudden manifestation of the essence or meaning of something, the actual appearance of God. Remember what Jimmy Weisskopf said, that the beings told him that they were the direct conduit to God. As in the burning bush or a moment of divine revelation, may be called Epiphany. All right? So we have Christian church called Epiphany, which is a sudden revelatory manifestation of a divine being. Which certainly goes along with what we've been sharing with you throughout the night from, Jimmy Weisskopf. And the substance taken by shamans. The shaman says he flew up to the Milky Way and met with some spirit, told him this stuff. I mean, why is it that the shaman is nuts, but, you know, the epiphany? It's okay. See? Now, why am I talking about epiphany? We've been talking all night about the pineal gland of the brain, single eye. So what epiphany? It's a Christian holy day. It's the name of a Christian church. Watch. Pineal gland, a small cone-shaped organ in the brain of most vertebrates that secretes the hormone melatonin, also called epiphysis. Oh, isn't that interesting? I wonder if the pastor of the Epiphany Church knows that. Epiphysis, pineal body, also called. So here we have Epiphany is a Christian holy day. Epiphany is the name of a Christian church. Epiphany meaning a sudden revelation. And we find that the pineal gland, or the single eye, is called epiphysis. The pineal gland, you ready for this? The pineal gland, or single eye, that secretes the substance connected to Iasuka is called epiphysis. Now, the interesting part of this is that the word epiphysis, in medical terminology, though connected with the pineal gland, just means the end of a long bone. It's all means the end of a long bone. Doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean revelation. And yet it is connected to the pineal and epiphany and indirectly the substance dimethyltryptamine, which is the main component of Iasuka and responsible for extreme revelations. Epiphany, epiphanies, appearance, revelations, and are all connected. Pineal, single eye, Jacob. So it becomes most interesting as to how the word epiphysis, which means the end of a long bone, became another name for pineal, which is the single eye, or as René Descartes says, the seat of the soul. And of course, in language connected to Epiphany, which is a religious day commemorating divine revelation. Epiphysis is a bone that can be in any part of the body. It has no connection to divine revelation other than through its name until you get to the brain. Look, the epiphysis of the brain, also known as the pineal body, is seen as a small round structure between the dinocephalon and the telecephalon, whatever. When you get to the epiphysis of the brain, it becomes pineal. Epiphysis, revelation, appearance, divine form. You might say the connection is synchronous, isn't it? It's synchronicity. Coincidence with a purpose. It leads me to the premise that the word epiphysis is connected to the pineal by a higher design. That by God, if you will, for the purpose of revelation concerning the higher order. The word pineal actually means what? Pine cone, that's what the word means. That leads to some deep but natural elements. So let's look at the definition of pineal.
Adjective, Latin, pinea, a pine cone. Hence the pineal gland, which is cone-shaped. So the pineal gland means pine cone.